Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and we're concluding our first week of Happy and Whole in Him. On Monday, we saw Jesus reveal His heart to be gentle and lowly, the most accessible and understanding heart in the universe. Tuesday and Wednesday, we discovered Jesus was not only the holiest, but the happiest human in history. And He came not just to comfort the broken, but He came that we too might be happy. And yesterday, we discovered something amazing, that we can bring happiness and comfort to Jesus simply by coming to Him with our needs. This is such good news. We are greatly loved, and we can know genuine happiness. And it begs today's question: how can we then bring that same joy to our broken community? How can we impact folks suffering from the 2020 plague of negativity? I want us to listen to Mark 3:13-15. It says, Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to Him those He wanted, and they came to Him. He appointed 12 that they might be with Him, and that He might send them out to preach, and to have authority to drive out demons. Now, what grabs our attention in these verses is Jesus empowering the 12 to preach, to drive out demons. They can impact their world big time, right? But notice power doesn't come first. Jesus appointed 12 first, that they might be with Him. In fact, that is pretty much all they do for the first 3 years during Jesus' ministry. All they do is spend time with Jesus. You see, proximity to Jesus precedes power. When Jesus calls you to be His, it is a call to be with Him first. Jesus' call is not primarily and in the first place a call to work for Him, but to be with Him. It's a call to relationship, to be with Him first and afterwards to labor for Him. If we get that order backward, we will find we lack joy in our work. We'll lack spiritual vitality, not to mention power. Being with Him privately is necessary if we want to minister effectively publicly. But Pastor Joel, that was then, and this is now. Jesus is not going to be walking down Main Street or sitting in the coffee shop. How can I be with Jesus? My friend, Jesus is closer to you now than when He was with His disciples 2,000 years ago. And He is at work, revealing Himself at whatever rate you can take in His heart. You simply have to believe He exists and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. And this Bible devotion is a good start today. By listening, you're saying, I trust there exists a heart out there bigger than I can imagine. And I can discover that heart through hearing God's Word and meditating on it. And actually, you can in a better way than ever, because Jesus was raised from the dead. That's actually what a few fellows found out on the third day after Jesus' death in Luke 24. They were sad, they were sorrowful because Jesus was gone. And then Jesus comes walking up beside them, but they don't recognize Him. And so He starts giving them a Bible study, telling them all about Himself from the Scriptures. And their hearts start burning on the way, and suddenly their eyes are open, and they know that He has been with them. And we now see how we can be with Jesus today by being in His Word that brings Him near to us. John Stott says, the Bible will give Christ to you in an intimacy so close that He would be less visible to you if He stood before your eyes. So rejoice that Jesus is as near as His Word is, and spend time in His Word, and pray that it'll open the eyes of your heart to His nearness. And I promise, because God does, He will reward you for doing so. And the more you enjoy sweet communion with Jesus, the more joy you will bring to your neighbors, and the more you'll impact our community for the better. So remember who you are and who you belong to, and spend time with your Savior. Let us pray. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for coming to be with us, and for wanting us to be one with You, even as You and Your Father are one. Forgive us for all the times we have neglected to be with You. We've been snacking on other things instead of filling ourselves up with You. Give us new diligence, we pray, to seek You in Your Word, and open the eyes of our hearts, that we may behold wonderful things. Amen. Have a good weekend.